Welcome to the Hot Women Rock Radio Show, empowering women leaders at menopause. And good morning if you're in America, good afternoon if you're in the UK, good evening if you're in India and Asia Pacific, and Happy New Year. We're a few days in now. Happy Epiphany, Happy Three Kings. We have one of our guests today is in Mallorca, so it is a special day in Spain today. But anyway, how has your new year got going? If you're looking at my glasses and thinking I've gone a bit cockeyed, I sat on my glasses on New Year's Day. That was a good start. And then I broke the back of one of my teeth. and then I caught a cold. So I think I've done my three things for this year. I'm all sorted out with that. So today I have not one but two guests in the studio that we'll be meeting a little bit later because I wanted to talk about resolutions. It's a big thing at this time of year, isn't it? Setting your New Year's resolutions. Probably by now you've forgotten all about them, but we'll make another go at it today. But we're going to start as usual by looking at what's in the media about menopause. And I've got 3 weeks worth of news reports, but over the Christmas, you tend to get the same stuff appearing in all the different papers and the usual celebrity stuff. But there were a few things this week that I thought were really important. So the first one, and this is a serious one, and a few of the journals have picked it up. I picked this one up from the Daily Express here in the UK, but lots of journals picked it up. Cancer, synthetic drug taken by 1,000 linked to cancer, are you affected? Women are calling for an inquiry into a drug taken by thousands of patients. This comes as a side effect of the synthetic drug, which has been linked to various health complications, including cancer and early menopause, according to research. Generations of women are calling for an investigation into a drug called, here we go, I'm going to have to try and pronounce this. So the shortening is DES. I could just stick there, but it's dithiol. Besterol. That's the best I can do. Okay, DES. It's estimated that around 10,000 patients took this synthetic drug during their pregnancy, reports the Royal College of Obstetrics and Gynecology. The synthetic estrogen drug was used to prevent miscarriages or to dry up milk. It was prescribed to pregnant women between the years 1940 and 1971. The risk of cancer is not only present for those who took the drug, but also for their children and grandchildren. That's why we're talking about it, because it wasn't just those women. The research reports that the children exposed to DES in uterus have a higher risk of developing cancers such as breast and pancreatic cancer. Daughters of mothers who took the pill during pregnancy are now referred to as DES daughters. Cancer isn't the only risk posed for DES daughters, as several studies suggest they might also struggle with problems like premature birth, miscarriages, and ectopic pregnancies. Men exposed to the drug in uterus, known as DES sons, have a higher risk of testicular abnormalities and possibly testicular cancer. So that's a really important story, and it shows how, these problems aren't just there at the time, they carry on because of the effect that they have on babies in the womb. Moving on, now I picked up this story from Vogue magazine because of a conversation I had with another woman yesterday who was saying to me that suddenly she hadn't had a period for a year and now she was suddenly getting really heavy periods. And so this article is called Your Period Could Change in Your 40s. Here's how to manage the shift. Just as we're programmed to anticipate the first arrival of our periods with a combination of fear and panic, I'm not sure we are we? Maybe. So too do we anticipate their disappearance. But the years leading up to menopause can, thanks to continual hormonal shifts, pose their own set of challenges. These are challenges that many women feel wholly unprepared for. In a cruel twist, they often mirror what many of us endure during our teenage years. It's like being in puberty, but in your 40s, says Santa Monica-based OBGYN Shamsa Armesi. I'm having trouble with names today. You're going through the imbalance where your body is starting to become asynchronous. I don't think I should be reading today. Asynchronous in terms of the way your hormones are being produced. What many women start to experience in their 40s is a change in the flow, duration, and length of their cycles. Some may be bloodbath heavy, and that's true. You know, you might find that you're suddenly getting much more heavy clotting, even if you hadn't experienced that before. And others are very light. Some last longer, others not as long. Some have negligible pain factor, while others feel debilitating. That there will be a change of some sort is inevitable, says Dr. Javid, though some changes should not be shrugged off as typical. If cycles all of a sudden become very painful, last longer than 7 days, become heavy, or occur less than every 21 days, you should see a healthcare provider for an examination and possibly lab testing and a pelvic sonogram. Heavy bleeding can also be an indicator of something more insidious, like fibroids, polyps, cysts, meiosis, thyroid issues, bleeding disorders, or certain cancers, which is why many health practitioners advise women to use an app to track their periods and to keep a log of their symptoms. If you're not into apps, just keep a note. So when you go to see your healthcare provider, you can say, this is what's happening and this is how frequent it is. But my advice to my colleague who asked me this question was, don't ignore it. Get to see the doctor, because it could just be something simple. It might just be your hormones, but there are other things it could be. So it's really important to check it out. Here's an important one from Helio. Moderate physical activity can prevent fractures for middle-aged adults. Even moderate levels of leisure time physical activity in middle age are associated with lower risk for fractures, according to study base published in the Journal of Bone and Mineral Research. In a prospective population-based analysis, researchers also found that heavy work, living alone, smoking, and no or high alcohol consumption increased the risk for fractures among middle-aged men and women. I thought it was interesting, the no or heavy alcohol consumption, but apparently heavy work can damage your bones. Exercise has many benefits, including cardiovascular fitness, weight control, enhanced sense of well-being, and improvement of metabolic factors. Regular weight-bearing and muscle-strengthening physical activity and balance training to reduce fall risk are standard recommendations for patients with osteoporosis. So we know that exercise is good for us. We know that bones get more porous as we get older. And we know as women that once we stop having as much estrogen as we go through menopause, then our bones can get more porous. So exercise is really important. You don't want to wait until you're in your late 70s, early 80s. You have a fall, you break a bone. Life isn't so good. Okay, where are we now? So that now I've got another article from Well and Good, which is about menopause weight gain. It says, although some experts do not think menopause is associated with weight gain, most folks do. That's from Mary Jane Minkin, MD, a clinical professor of obstetrics and gynecology. I'm going to cut down on that, but she does talk in that article about some of the lifestyle factors that can help with weight. One is to focus on your sleep. It's much harder to maintain a healthy weight if you're not sleeping properly. Increasing your protein intake. Loading up with fruits, vegetables, and whole grains to keep you healthy. Exercising regularly, there you are. We're back to the exercise, can help to lessen a natural decline in muscle mass. Limit your alcohol. Sticking to the recommended one drink or less per day can help minimize extra weight gain. Alcoholic beverages add excess calories to your diet and increase the risk of gaining weight. And it doesn't help with your symptoms either. That was a very quick run through what's in the media with lots of tongue twisters as well. So there's some hints there for what we could be doing in this new year period. So we're about to go to the break. When we come back, we'll be talking about resolutions versus intentions. So join us after the break to learn more about how you can set intentions that will be really helpful for you. See you after the break.
Are you a business owner? Do you want to be a business owner? Do you work with business owners? Hi, I'm Stephen Fry, your small and medium-sized business, or SMB guy, and I'm the host of the new show, Always Friday. While I love to have fun on my show, we take those Friday feelings of freedom and clarity to discuss popular topics on the minds of SMBs today. Please join me and my various special guests on Friday at 11 a.m. on talkradio.nyc.
Are you a conscious co-creator? Are you on a quest to raise your vibration and your consciousness? I'm Sam Liebowitz, your conscious consultant, and on my show, The Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity, we will touch upon all these topics and more. Listen live at our new time on Thursdays at 12 noon Eastern Time. That's The Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity, Thursdays, 12 noon on talkradio.nyc.
Are you on edge? Hey, we live in challenging, edgy times, so let's lean in. I'm Sandra Bargeman, the host of The Edge of Every Day, which airs each Monday at 7 p.m. Eastern Time on talkradio.nyc. Tune in live with me and my friends and colleagues as we share stories and perspectives about pushing boundaries and exploring our rough edges. That's The Edge of Every Day on Mondays at 7 p.m. Eastern Time on talkradio.nyc.
You're listening to Talk Radio NYC. Uplift, educate, empower.
Welcome back to the Hot Women Rock radio show, Empowering Women Leaders at Menopause, where our topic today is Resolutions Don't Get Me Started. Now, we came up with that title because when Kay and I are talking, we often say, don't get me started. So we thought we would use that as our tagline for today. So joining me in the studio today, looking lovely in blue, is Kay Newton. Kay is an award-winning international speaker and a voracious author. She and I have co-written 5 books together, Kay, or was it 6? Yeah, I thought we did 6, called The Quick Fix. We've done a whole Quick Fix series if you want to go and have a look at them. She's passionate about down-to-earth space creating to guide women over 50 to get their mojo back. Kay's transformation training is a step-by-step personal plan for those struggling with issues at midlife. And it's a time of change. And who likes change? There's one answer to that, babies in dirty nappies. Designed to make sure that life has its true value, holistic, humane, and in balance with the world. If you're hearing knocking in the background, it's not spirits. I've got somebody laying flooring up in my bathroom. This is the glamour of radio, really. This is what we have to deal with. And looking gorgeous in orange is Anna Letitia Cook, who's an international career development and holistic success coach. She's Smart Break corporate wellness partner for France, Ireland, and UK. Anna strongly advocates wellness, well-being, so much so that she became a yoga teacher and nutritionist to offer health and well-being support to her business clients, as well as helping them to find clarity, energy, and fulfillment in career and life choices. This is why I've chosen these women to come in and talk about resolutions today. So, Kay, have you set any resolutions for this year? Have you ever set a resolution that you've kept?
So, first question. Have I set a resolution for this year? The answer is no. Second one, have I ever kept a resolution? The answer to that is probably yes, but I cannot remember. So how's that? I'm being honest. So the first one I think is really important for me is because the 1st of January is not the time to set an intention or a resolution. And I can go in to tell you the great details of that. Or you can ask Anna the same question and come back to me in a minute.
I'll come back to you in a minute about resolutions, because I have been scouring my brain to think, have I ever set a resolution? And I can't remember. I honestly can't. I always used to do something at Lent. at Lent, I always gave up something like chocolate, normally chocolate, actually. My husband said to me, I don't know why you give up something you enjoy, because every year he gives up elephant hunting. And he can honestly say he's never hunted an elephant in Lent. Whereas I could say I probably have eaten a bit of chocolate now and then. So, yeah, I can't remember setting a resolution. I'm sure I must have done when I was younger, but I can tell you I haven't set any this year either. So same question, Anna, is it, have you ever set one and kept it?
I have in the past, but I wouldn't guarantee I've actually kept them. I think I've probably been very good for about 10 days and then it sort of just faded into the background.
Have you ever joined the gym at New Year and failed to go to the gym or anything like that?
Well, wellness being my field now, as well as careers, then obviously, yeah, and a lot of my clients are all like, I'm going to start and I'm going to do this and every day. And I'm like, no.
Not going to work. So have you set any resolutions this year?
No.
Okay, definitely not. We've cleared the way. We've seen where we're going here. Resolutions don't get us started. So what do you do anything at New Year around changing something, Anna?
What I do, I like to start the new year on a really good footing. So, I mean, I'm strange, right? I'm not normal anyway. I don't have New Year's Eve parties because for me, I don't see the point if you're trying to celebrate the new year, having a screaming hangover and eaten loads of food, I don't think is a good start. So I prefer to go to bed early, get up really early and go out on the hills, you know, walking, seeing the sunrise, because that makes me feel positive. And what for me, the closest thing I do to a resolution now is search for positivity and something that energizes me. So starting with that, that's what I do. And I keep in mind that maybe I should do a little bit more walking or a little bit more exercise, but it's always what's going to make me feel good and what isn't going to put me under pressure. Because yeah. I want a positive year. I don't want to start by giving myself problems and pressure.
Yeah, we don't want to start shaming ourselves for not doing things. It's not a good idea, is it? Starting the year by beating yourself up because you didn't do something that was pretty arbitrary and probably you were never going to do it anyway. So good idea, Anna. How about you, Kay, then? Expand on your thoughts on this.
Well, a little bit like Anna, I did something I call positive, although you probably go, you did what? But I went for a cold swim in the sea. There was about, I think this year, it's our third year we've done it here in the village, and I think there was about 6 or 8 of us this year. So each year there's more and more. There was an awful lot more people watching this year, but I think there's about 6 or 8 of us in the water. But for me, it's a way of starting the year, just like Anna said, on a positivity, it gives you, okay, it's a bit scary getting in the water to start with, but when you come out, the energy, the buzz in your body is just phenomenal. So that's how I start my new year. In relation to setting intentions, you know, I think the 1st of December is the wrong time to be doing that. And if you think of the season, seasonally, we're in winter in the northern hemisphere, we're in heavy summer in the southern hemisphere. So if we're in the northern hemisphere, it's a time of rest. It's a time of cozying down and hibernating and putting your seeds underground. So there's nothing to stop you sitting with your journal and thinking about the things you want to do and create and start and plant, but it's still underground. And I love that you said, you tend to do things at Easter, which is spring, which just makes so much sense. Okay, you know, you were joking about the chocolate in a way. It's a bit of fun and elephant hunting, but it's a perfect time to start and think about really putting your intentions into play. But before you put your intentions into play, you need to be thinking about what you want to do. And that's what, for me, this time is for doing.
I love that, Kay. Yeah, I love that. I love it because that's what I'm doing. I've very intentionally taken quite a long Christmas break. I deliberately didn't book any client sessions for this week, and I'm only starting very slowly again next week, although there's always other things to do. But actually, I've really deliberately said, no, this week I am still resting, because we're in the last winter moon. If you're into the whole moons, where, you know, we had a new moon at the weekend, and we're in the last winter moon. And nature isn't doing nothing. Under the ground, all the seeds are there, they're all germinating, but they're not ready yet to put their little shoots out of the ground. And that's how I'm feeling. And because I'm a really busy person, and I know you two are as well, it would be very easy for me to keep doing stuff and thinking, right, January started, I should be doing this and I should be doing that. And I have to rein myself back in and go, no, we're still underground, we're still germinating, let's just rest. And then when the spring starts, we're ready to spring. So that's where I am. And, you know, I have created intentions for the year. But also there's this kind of very false thing about the 1st of January of, oh, it's new year, new start. Well, you can start at any time. Every day's a new day. Every week's a new week. Every month's a new month. Every moon's a new moon. Every season's a new season. So you can, you know, you can decide when is a good time for you. And I know in this season of the year, I should be resting. I shouldn't be pushing. I should be more relaxing. So, and I think we're starting to get in that idea of intentions rather than resolutions. So you've mentioned it already, Kate. How about you, Anna? Is intention a better word for you than resolution?
Oh, definitely. Very much so. And even I would just say focusing on certain things that I find positive. But I really like what both of you have said about the seasons, because it relates very much to the way Druids look at things, which, you know, is seasons from a long time ago. And it really is mid-December, you start to get towards the light. And I find with that, I can think, okay, if I'm going forward towards spring, then I can gradually increase my intentions towards spring. It seems like it's a natural energy going that way. So yes, I have intentions, but I'm not planning to pressure myself on them at the moment. I'm going to let them grow with the seasons. Lovely. Hopefully it's going to work.
Well, yes, that's where I'm going as well. So we're all working in the same direction. So join us after the break, when we'll be talking more about intentions and how to set good intentions that help you to make change. We'll see you after the break.
Howdy, I am Joseph Franklin McElroy, host of the new podcast, Gateway to the Smokies. It airs on talkradio.nyc every Tuesday night from 6 p.m. to 7. Every episode is dedicated to memorable experiences in the Great Smoky Mountains National Park and surrounding areas. This show features experts and locals who will expound upon the richness of culture, history, and adventure that awaits you in the Smokies. Tune in every Tuesday from 6 p.m. to 7 on talkradio.nyc.
Are you passionate about the conversation around racism? Hi, I'm Reverend Dr. TLC, host of the Dismantle Racism Show, which airs every Thursday at 11 a.m. Eastern on talkradio.nyc. Join me and my amazing guests as we discuss ways to uncover, dismantle, and eradicate racism. That's Thursdays at 11 o'clock a.m. on talkradio.nyc.
Are you a small business trying to navigate the COVID-19 related employment laws? Hello, I'm Eric Sauver, employment law business law attorney and host of the new radio show, Employment Law Today. On my show, we'll have guests to discuss the common employment law challenges business owners are facing during these trying times. Tune in on Tuesday evenings from 5 p.m. to 6 p.m. Eastern Time on talkradio.nyc.
You're listening to Talk Radio NYC at www.talkradio.nyc. Now broadcasting 24 hours a day.
Welcome back to the Hot Women Rock radio show, Empowering Women Leaders at Menopause, where my guests today are Kay Newton and Anna Letitia Cook. And if you're watching us on Facebook, we've been joined by Anna's cat, who is very deliberately and intentionally sitting with its back to us. So it's obviously not getting any attention. I used to have a cat who, when we went away on holiday, when we came back, she would very deliberately sit with her back to us for a few days when we got back to go, this is how you get treated if you leave us alone. So we're getting a nicer profile now, but I think you're in trouble, Anna. You've done something wrong.
I think it's my son's dog that is down here eyeing the cat. So
it could get interesting if you're not watching us on Facebook. Go to talkradio.nyc, Talking Alternative Broadcasting, because you might see a real dog and cat fight going on in real time. So cats are very intentional. I think if we be more cat, dogs a lot less intentional, much more like, you know, oh, what are we doing today? Whereas cats really know what they want. And in fact, there's a whole model of psychology around cat people and dog people that I really love. But moving on, so we started to talk about intentions, and one of my intentions that I've set for this year, and intentions tend to operate at a higher level than resolutions. Resolutions tend to be very goal orientated, whereas intentions tap into something a bit higher. And I've set myself an intention of not working so hard this year. Yes, I know. That doesn't mean I'm like beating myself up and being lazy or anything like that. It's not judgmental at all. It's just that I know how many hours I put into working. And one of my values, which is Anna was just talking about, of one of my values, top values, is my health. And I don't know, I think I've always been interested in my health and keeping healthy. And if you align your intentions with your values, that's when you're more likely to do something about it. If I set myself an intention that isn't tied in with a value or something that's important to me, I am much less likely to do anything about it. So turning back to Kay, how about your values and intentions? Do you want to talk to us a bit about what your top values are?
Yeah, I think, you know, when you look at your values list and your priorities and your intentions, and, you know, I think we get to midlife and there is this realization. I mean, you just talked about this, you know, the news at the beginning. There's the realization that if we don't have health at midlife, 45 plus, by the time we get to 75, 80, we're really, really going to struggle. So, you know, one of my big intentions last year was to overcome pain, find a way to do that. And what I like about the word intention rather than goal is that you can then put that intention out to the universe. And for me last year, what came back was a SOAS exercise I had never heard of, which reduced stress for me, which was just absolutely phenomenal. Once a week, 30 minutes, and it did an absolute fabulous job. I learned about autophagy, which I had never heard of, which is part of intermittent fasting, and applied the principle of autophagy into my life, which had huge changes for me. And then the third one was I found a lady who does realignment, which is a principle, a style of yoga, let's call it, which again was just phenomenal for my fascia, another word I had never heard of until last year. And so if I'd have physically gone, I'm going to set myself a goal and I am going to lose weight, it would not have been the same as saying I want to overcome pain. And I am open to the synchronicities, to the universe, to tell me, to show me what I could possibly do. Because that's when Google comes in handy. All of a sudden you get bing and you go, oh, that looks interesting. I'll go down that rabbit hole. And yes, it's relevant. No, it's not relevant. So for me, an intention's more of putting out the magic rather than the goal, if that makes sense.
Absolutely. And I think sometimes I might just be speaking from my own perspective here. Everybody else might go, no, that's not me. It can be easier to believe that we attract bad stuff than that we attract good stuff. You know, we always say, oh, don't say I might fall over or this bad thing might happen because it will happen. And then we don't believe that if we put out, oh, I'm going to get healthier this year, or I'm going to be more relaxed and calm this year, that we will attract that. So just as you can attract bad stuff, you can attract good stuff by setting intentions and putting them out there. How about you, Anna? And you do your yoga and nutrition. So would I be right in assuming that good health is pretty top value for you?
You could say so, yes. But I started, well, a long, long time ago, I started being interested in health because I've got a problem with my blood. And I know that eating healthily, blah, 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 all of that makes a big difference. But even forgetting that and the doctors screeching at me that I need to do X, Y or Z, I just found from my own experience, sleep, you mentioned sleep. If I don't get enough sleep, nothing goes right, nothing, whether it's my health, whether it's my work, whether it's my relationships, how I feel in myself, I get more stressed. So I really try to get good sleep. And I think a lot of the problems we have is we're very much influenced by what other people say and think, not just Google and reading things, but you know, the people at work or people in your family, if they say, oh, you should do this, you feel almost that you have to. But you need to step back and think for yourself and make it a bigger scope, you know, a bigger idea that goes deeper. And so for that, I'm into what you eat, which then helps your physical and mental fitness, which also includes getting really good sleep, and then freeing up your mind to make your choices and not everybody else's choices. And then when you've got all of that together, you can look to what is going to make you feel fulfilled, because everything's more rounded, everything's more positive. But for me, if you don't have good food, and I don't mean just starving yourself, you know, really food that is going to give you energy and is going to not have a dramatic, stressful effect on you. And if you don't have physical fitness, and I don't mean be an athlete, but just, again, something that's going to give you better posture, is going to take away the aches and pains, is going to give you more energy. That has such a big impact on everything. Nothing else is really good unless you have those bases. So, yes, you can hear I'm totally obsessive about health and fitness.
And one of my other top values is acquiring and sharing knowledge. It's why I've got a radio show, because if I find something out, if I talk to you and you tell me this, that's really interesting. But I can't just keep it to myself. I've got to go and tell 10 other people, do you know what? You should be thinking about this. But the other thing I wanted to say, linked to what you've both said, is that you've got to find what works for you. So, yeah, if you're watching on Facebook, you would have seen the nods, but there are nods going on here. Because what works for Kay, what works for Anna in terms of what they eat, when they eat it, how they eat it, works for them. But your system, your body is your body, and it's finding what works for you. Now, there will be some common guidelines, but, you know, some people say, oh, intermittent fasting works great for me, and I only eat between 11 o'clock in the morning and 5 o'clock in the evening. And it's had miraculous changes for me. I feel better. I'm slimmer. Somebody else might try it and they feel so stressed by it. And they don't feel well, and, you know, perhaps they feel dizzy by 10 o'clock in the morning, and And they think, oh, no, I'm not doing this. I'm not trying hard enough. But no, it doesn't suit their body. And the sort of body work that Kay's doing, suiting her, and she's getting really great results from it. Anna does yoga as well. But there are different forms of yoga. You try one form of yoga, it doesn't work for your body, try another one. So don't, as Anna says, don't get thinking that you've got to do what everybody else does. You can take ideas, but really it's about tuning into your body and what's working for you. Kay, I've gone on a bit there.
No, I think you're right. And I think what's really good about that is the difference between goals and intentions.
Yeah.
Because what you're stating is, instead of saying, I'm going to go join Weight Watchers or I'm going to go to the gym, what we're saying is we are putting out the intentions that by the end of the year, I will have gained fitness, I will have got better sleep, I will be reducing my pain. I don't know how I'm going to get there when I set that intention. I wait for the path to open up and show me. And it may be that I go down the path of trying something and go, do you know what? That definitely is not my path. I'm not giving up. I'm going to go back to the crossroads and I'm going to try the other path. Mm. And then you go down that and you go, okay, so, you know, this is better, but it's still not right. But I can see another fork coming up. I'm going to go down that. So for me, that's the thing. It's a travel. It's a journey. Mm. So part of the intention is to set yourself a date. Mm. And we do that with goals to a certain extent. If it's a good goal, it'll have a date with it. But this is a date, I think, further down the line. Mm. You know, end of a year is a decent time. I've set mine, I started in April last year, so mine's 12 months' time, April this year. So it's not the 1st of January, which I think is very important as well, as we've already talked about.
Yeah. And how about you, Anna? How does that resonate with you?
Yeah, I think what Kay said and what you've said is really good there, because you're focusing on positive forward in the future. And one of the problems sometimes when we're really specific about, I've got to follow this diet or I've got to give up something or other, we convince ourselves that we're suffering from the loss of whatever it is that we're giving up, and that we're hard done by or we're a martyr or something like that. So we start to think negatively. We start to want whatever it is that we've decided we need to change more and more. And so the whole thing just, it's like a house of cards. It just starts to fall down. Whereas if you go with having an intention that's further along in the future, and it's a general one rather than a really finely focused one, we can adapt and we can move around. So if we do have a hiccup, because we all have hiccups, it's not a big deal. It's just, okay, so we'll go down this little lane instead of the main road, or this little curve, and then we'll get back. And it just makes it so much more rewarding, because we know that in the end we're going to have done really well and we can be proud of ourselves. And I think that is so important.
We've got to go to the break now. When we come back, remind me about Mintzberg's pants. Okay, this is important. Mintzberg's pants. We'll see you after the break.
Join us every Tuesday at 4 p.m. Eastern for The Mind Behind Leadership, where we focus on what leadership really means to us and to others. We have practical discussions with the CEOs of some of the world's largest companies, owners of small businesses, and experts in psychology and behaviour to get that inside track, what to do, what to avoid, and what really happens. Join me, Graham Dobbin, at the new time, 4 p.m. every Tuesday for The Mind Behind Leadership, here live on talkradio.nyc.
Hey everybody, it's Tommy D, the Nonprofit Sector Connector, coming at you from my attic. Each week here on talkradio.nyc, I host a program, Philanthropy in Focus. Nonprofits impact us each and every day, and it's my focus to help them amplify their message and tell their story. Listen each week at 10 a.m. Eastern Standard Time until 11 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, right here on talkradio.nyc.
Calling all pet lovers.
Pet Avengers, assemble!
On the Professionals and Animal Lovers show, we believe the bond between animal lovers is incredibly strong. It mirrors that bond between pets and their owners. Through this program, we come together to learn, educate, and advocate.
Join us live every Wednesday at 2 p.m. at talkradio.nyc.
You're listening to Talk Radio NYC at www.talkradio.nyc. Now broadcasting 24 hours a day.
Welcome back to the Hot Women Rock radio show, empowering women leaders at menopause. And if you're not watching on Facebook, you just missed a treat, and you also missed Anna's cat licking itself. But apart from that, I promised to tell you about Mintzberg's pants. I did an MBA about 10 years ago. Oh dear, probably closer to 20 years ago now. And one of the models that was used was about strategy, and it was Mintzberg who came up with this idea of strategy, is that we have this kind of straight line between A and B, which is where we think the strategy is going to take us. But guess what? We start along that line. If you're not watching on Facebook, you're missing the diagram I'm drawing with my hands. But you can just imagine that we start at A and it drops away in a gentle curve as we move away from the strategy. But then once we get to the new place, we then know where we wanted to get to. And so we start to arc up in the other direction to get where we wanted to. It looks like a pair of pants. I was trying to remember this stuff and I said, oh, this looks like a pair of pants. And it, you see, like 17 years on, I still remember Mintzberg's pants and probably nobody else does. So we will move on from that. So see, there's one of my top tips. If you make something funny and memorable, it's more likely to stick than if you go, oh, there's a really interesting strategy. I can't remember the name of it, though. You will now know about Mintzberg. Okay, so Kay, if we've got people who are thinking, yeah, I want an intention for the year and I know what my values are, you know, whether it's around family, relationships, health, fitness, whatever it is, what's your top tip for setting a good intention?
I think my way of setting a really, really good intention is this word that I use a lot, which is space. Mm. And Mother Nature gives us one of those amazing backdrops in which to go and set your intentions. So the thing I would say to everybody is get out there, get out into nature. Don't go with somebody who's going to chatter, 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 chatter constantly at you so that you don't get to enjoy nature. And don't go with, you know, the marching orders and I'm going from A to B, but go setting the intention for the day of being in nature or for an hour or whatever you've got. And just sit with nature and listen and ask, what is it that I want to do? If you know what you want to do, then how am I going to do it would probably be the next question. Nature, always. Whether for me, I've got the sea here and the beaches here, or I've got the mountains, depending on my mood, I'll be up there, which I was on Tuesday, or I'll be walking on the beach. And that's where I do most of my, I call it synchronicity, because sometimes it's not even you. You've got something, but you can't verbalize it or you can't feel it completely, and so it then comes in nature for me. So that's what I would do.
Yeah, we're both nature lovers in that way. And if you're listening and you think, well, I don't live anywhere where I could go to mountains, but you can go for a walk, you can go to a park, go somewhere where you can just be with
You can even sit in your home and just stare at a rose or a plant if you can't get out into nature. That is nature. Yeah. So, yeah, it's always there for you to tap into.
Good tip. I might come back if we have time. Anna, what's your top tip?
Me, I would say think of yourself as being on a journey of discovery and exploration to know yourself better and to enjoy being the person that you are and your life. so that you can make more free choices in the direction you want to go in. So that avoids endless circles, wasting time, blah, blah, blah. But it gives you the impetus to really go deeper. And if you go deeper, you see where you get pleasure. And I don't mean, you know, the happy woo-woo, let's have a perfect life, but the sort of the more profound contentment and relaxation. And by doing that and just thinking of it really as a journey of discovery, again, you're not putting yourself under too much pressure and you're giving yourself time to go there. So you can gradually get there. And as it's a journey, you don't expect it to be perfect. You expect that you're going to do a few little changes and adaptations. So that, again, gives you more freedom, which when you feel free, you feel positive and everything has a nice, sunny feel to it.
Mm. And I would add to that, getting to know yourself, loving yourself as you are. You know, I look in the mirror, I know I'm getting older, and that's okay. Getting older is better than not getting older, I have to tell you that. And so when I look in the mirror, I do see the wrinkles and everything else, but I also look at myself from the eyes of my spirit, who goes, you're doing great, you're still here, well done. My spirit doesn't care what I look like, it's still doing a good job. And think, you know, if we go around hating our bodies or how we look, we're not going to take care of them. Would you do more for somebody you love or for somebody you don't like very much? You do much more for somebody you love. And you know, it just helps us to take care of ourselves if we start from that place of love. Kay, we've probably got time for another quick one.
I think the other thing is, don't set an intention if you don't want to set an intention. You know, just because everybody else is setting intentions doesn't mean to say you have to. If you do have what I call a vent and do list, so the vent list is where you find yourself constantly saying, oh, I wish, oh, I could, I should do, you know, all those type of words, then change it onto your do list if you want to do something about it. If you don't, then that's fine. But, you know, a lot of people spend a lot of time going, I know what I don't want, instead of focusing on, I know what I do want. So two things there really is, don't set the intention if you don't want to. And if you do want to, make sure you do want to.
Yeah.
Simples.
Excellent. I like it. Anna.
Another thing I'd say, you could set three words. Because if you think of who you are and you think of what you've done through your life that you're really happy about, you enjoy that you've done it, you're pride is too strong a word, but you just feel real fulfillment that you've done it. And find those three words, but linking them also to how you want to be better or deeper or find more of a resonance. And just write them down, put them on a post-it note, put them, you know, wherever, and stick them on the fridge, stick them on the computer, stick them on the mirror. And just keep those in mind. Because if they're really what you feel good about what you've done in the past, and they're linked to where you want to go even further in the future, they're always going to have a positive reaction and give you that little smile, that little bit of energy, that little bit of motivation, or even inspiration to just go further.
I love it. There's so much we could talk about, but we're coming to the end of the show. I'm going to be putting your links up onto the website. And I think I'm going to blog about this week. So I know that Sam Leibovitz, who runs talkradio.nyc, he posts up blogs. I'm going to write him a blog about setting intentions, because I think we have so much to say about it. So thank you so much to both of you for joining me today. It's been excellent. I feel we could talk another hour about this, but then don't get us started. That is the whole thing. Stay tuned to talkradio.nyc, where the next program is the amazing Reverend Dr. TLC on dismantle racism. This week, she's talking about the cultural flip side. the impact of anti-blackness and colorism has been worldwide. Those with lighter skins are systematically and culturally favored in virtually every community of color, including those of Latin descent. Really important conversation. Next week, I will be talking to the jungle goddess. We're going further into nutrition next week. So if one of your intentions has been to eat healthier, then I think that will be a really amazing conversation. If you want to hear more of my conversation that I had with Anna back last year, that recording is still available on talkradio.nyc. Go to Hot Women Rock and you will find all the recordings there. Kay, I'm talking to you again because you were my very first guest, and our recording has now disappeared, but it was very important at the time when we talked about body burden and how the chemicals in our everyday life affect us. So we've talked about some really important subjects on here. So join me again next week when I'll be talking to the jungle goddess, and have a happy new year. Oh, and hello again to Anna's cat. Take care, everybody.
Bye.
Uplift, educate, empower.
Here we go.
Do you run or are ready to open your own business? Hi, I'm Jeremiah Fox. I've been operating and opening small business for the last 25 years, and I'm the host of the new show, The Entrepreneurial Web. Tune in every Friday at noon Eastern Time for insights and stories on the nuances of running small business right here on Fridays at noon, talkradio.nyc.
Have you ever thought of reinventing yourself? Are you looking to create a new life's journey? Hi, I'm Kevin Barbaro, host of Coffee Talk XL every Tuesday night, 5, 8 p.m. Eastern on talkradio.nyc. Tune in live to hear me and my guests from a variety of different backgrounds. As a former college coach and a current full-time actor and owner of multiple companies, my show is as eclectic as my life. That's Coffee Talk XL every Tuesday night, 8 p.m. on talkradio.nyc.
Informed about menopause and how it impacts on your life? Hi, I'm Pat Duckworth, women's health strategist and host of the Hot Women Rock radio show, empowering women leaders at menopause. Join me every Thursday at 10 a.m. Eastern Time, 3 p.m. UK time on talkradio.nyc for interviews with inspirational women who will share their top tips to rock your world.
In a post-COVID world, you may have many unanswered questions regarding your health. Are you looking to live a healthier lifestyle? Do you have a desire to learn more about mental health and enhance your quality of life? Or do you just want to participate in self-understanding and awareness? I'm Frank R. Harrison, host of Frank About Health, and each Thursday, I will tackle these questions and work to enlighten you. Tune in every Thursday at 5 p.m. on talkradio.nyc, and I will be Frank About Health to advocate for all of us.
McElroy, host of the new podcast, Gateway to the Smokies. It airs on talkradio.nyc every Tuesday night from 6 p.m. to 7. Every episode is dedicated to memorable experiences in the Great Smoky Mountains National Park and surrounding areas. This show features experts and locals who will expound upon the richness of culture, history, and adventure that awaits you in the Smokies. Tune in every Tuesday from 6 p.m. to 7 on talkradio.nyc.
You're listening to Talk Radio NYC. Uplift, educate, empower.